Tonight, seven Democratic presidential hopefuls are holding the last debate before next Tuesday's New Hampshire primary. And with voter loyalties shifting rapidly, tonight's meeting is a critical opportunity for each of the candidates to attract new supporters and perhaps to reclaim some old ones. Former Vermont Governor Howard Dean made a try at that tonight.
You know, I'm not a perfect person. I think a lot of people have had a lot of fun at my expense over the Iowa hooting and hollering, and that's justified. But the one thing I can tell you is that I'm not kidding about what I say. The things that I do are things I believe in. I think it's important that the President of the United States be willing to stand up for what's right and not stand up for what's popular.
The debate is now about halfway through, and NPR's Robert Smith joins us now from Manchester with a halftime report. Robert, we just heard Howard Dean answering for his fiery concession speech in Iowa. Between that and his loss in Iowa, there are questions about whether he can deliver on what was his longtime frontrunner position in New Hampshire. How'd he sound tonight?
Well, he sounded sort of sick. His voice was raspy. He was croaking and coughing. I think at one point during the day, he self-diagnosed himself, he's a doctor, of course, with bronchitis. It's a little bit of bad luck. This was supposed to be Howard Dean's day to come back to act presidential. And in the debate tonight, he did some of that. He gave very measured answers to speeches about tax, to questions about tax policy. But he was sort of forced by questioners in the debate to defend himself for supposed misstatements, for his war whoop in Iowa on Monday night. And so it left him at sort of, I guess, a disadvantage to the other candidates who got to talk about just policy.
How would you describe the performance of Senator John Kerry of Massachusetts, who the polls show to be leading nowadays, or at least rapidly gaining in New Hampshire?
Well, John Kerry, this was sort of his debate to lose. He's been having some great days here, great turnout at his events in New Hampshire, and he didn't make a mistake. And his advisor said that was the main goal for tonight, don't make a mistake. At one point, though, he started to talk about coming back from the Vietnam War and organizing against it, told a story about sleeping in the mall in D.C. in protest. And that's something he's trying to do more in his campaign to open up and talk about who he is, tell stories from his life.
General Wesley Clark took part in this debate. He did not contest the Iowa caucuses. And a question was put to him, I guess by ABC's Peter Jennings, about support for him from the movie maker Michael Moore. Tell us about that.
Well, apparently Michael Moore, during his endorsement, he endorsed General Clark, called President Bush a deserter. And General Clark didn't say anything about that, and so Peter Jennings asked him, shouldn't you have spoken up and defended the president at least? And Wesley Clark had sort of an odd answer. He said, I don't know if President Bush was a deserter, referring to his time in the Texas Air National Guard. I didn't look at the facts, and it doesn't matter to me. It was sort of an odd note in the debate. Clark's been sort of quick to defend others and say he wants to run a positive campaign, but at this point, it just seemed a little odd for him to say, I don't know, I didn't look it up, it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm.
Did this debate seem remarkably different from the previous debates among the candidates to you?
You know, there was something that was a little bit different, which is there was almost no negativity. There were no snide remarks. Dean didn't reference Washington Democrats. He often calls Kerry and Edwards Washington Democrats. I think they learned in Iowa that negativity can hurt you, and everyone's being very careful. At one point, they tried to get Lieberman to say something negative, and he said, I'm not going to do it.
Robert, thank you very much.
Thank you.
NPR's Robert Smith speaking to us from New Hampshire.